Well, Sheree, one thing I love about you is that you are always working. So tell me about this new project you have going on now.
Well, I am here to do 2 days of work on a period piece, a Western. I'm doing a short film called Jail Wagon. William Booth is the director, and Bob Fenucci is the producer and one of the stars. It's part of a trilogy called The Texas Tales. It's shot right here in Dallas, Texas. It's all about our Texas talent and the great talent we have here. And it's really interesting. They've taken all of these musicians that are all around, I mean, from Austin and here, and all these country singers, and they're going to be actors in the film as well. But the music is just going to be ridiculous.
We like ridiculous on the Nicole Barrett Show.
You're so cute. No, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. I get to ride horses, shoot rifles, get punched, have a barroom brawl in this saloon. Yeah, you know, just your typical day. And
well, you know, the thing I love about you, Sheree, it's so funny to me. It seems like you really are a Texas girl. I mean, you did Dallas, then you did Walker, Texas Ranger. You had a nice run on that. Where are your real roots? Where is your loyalty?
Well, it's interesting because I'm a Midwestern girl, and if you just go straight up the if you just go north, I'm from Boulder, Colorado. I grew up right
JonBenet's hometown. No connection, no connection.
No, and she's not my little crazy stepdaughter.
Patsy's cousin,
I'm not Patsy's cousin.
Okay,
no. No relation there. Boulder's actually known for Celestial Tea and Frank Shorter Sports and a lot of skiing, a lot of horseback riding. It's but so coming here, it was kind of going back to my roots. Punk Carter, Carter Horses, he taught me to ride cutting horses, which is something I've always ridden and always had horses growing up, but getting into that cutting world, him and Bobby Norris, my God, what a fun wild ride that is. So I got to ride the rodeo circuit for charity, and it was just how I entertained myself when I was not on the set.
Well, all righty then, and we love Bobby Norris. Bobby does a lot for autism. Love. I was at the Pegasus Ball just not too long ago, so shout out to Bobby Norris. Absolutely love you.
And Bobby's going to come to our event, too, so I get to see my buddy.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, listeners, okay, I promised you earlier that we were going to play a little game, and I am a true, true Dallas fan. And as you know, I played this game with Audrey Landers when she was on the show. She played Afton Cooper on Dallas. So I'm going back and I am revisiting my favorite April Stevens greatest moments. Are you ready, April?
I'll bring them on.
Okay, because you will always be April to me. I don't even remember your name on Walker. What was your name on Walker?
Alex.
Okay, Alex, that's right. That's right, I'm sorry. The black guy was cute. Where is he at?
We just hung out together in the south of France. We all went over and we did a Walker reunion in the south of France for the biggest country music festival that they're... It's going to be their 20-year reunion, and I'm going back this year. They invited me back to go with the Dallas cast because I can cross-pollinate, as you know, because I can flip-flat between Walker and Dallas. So I get to go 2 years in a row.
Well, that is absolutely fabulous. Well, tell everyone on the cast of Walker we said hey,
yeah.
But you'll always be April to us. Okay, here we go. My top three April Stevens greatest moments. Drum roll, please. Okay, we'll add a drum roll in here somewhere. Okay, number three. If you are a true Dallas fan, you remember when April, you know, finagled that, $100 million out of her ex-husband, Jack Ewing. She started a company, and the most original name ever, April Oil. Girl, you know that was boss.
Come on. You got to do it.
That's right. I love it. So I love that. Okay. Number two, April Stevens' greatest moment. Oh, when she finally hooked up, and I'm, you know, that's just the term we use now, with Bobby. Okay, let me just set the scene. She had kind of liked him for a while, but he had this little issue because, oh, well, she had slept with his brother, but hello.
Details.
I know. He was very picky. Bobby was very picky, but finally, they were away on a business trip, and she had on this beautiful white dress. And she went to her hotel room, she shut the door, and Bobby knocked on the door. And when you opened the door, he took you in his arms, and every woman in America wished they were April Stevens.
Gato Barbiera was playing in the background, just conveniently. Can't get any more romantic than that.
Well, girl, you did that. You did that. Okay. And my number one all-time favorite, the greatest, this is probably one of the greatest soap moments ever. I mean, this is one scene when all this lady had to do was walk. When April Stevens showed up at the Ewing barbecue in the middle of July, wearing a leather skirt, leather bustier, leather boots, and a leather cowboy hat, black cowboy hat. I mean, it was bad to the bone.
Beautiful little bustier is in my wardrobe and in my closet as we speak.
That's what's up. When I come to L.A., I'm getting in that. I just want to take a photo. Just a photo. I'm not going to bring it back home. I just want to take a photo. I take this vow right now. She will be back on Dallas. Not as a twin, not as a cousin. I want April Stevens back. Sheree, you know I love you. I'm so glad you came in and talked to me.
Thank you. And you know, my shower scene, if it was all just a dream, is going to be much hotter than Bobby's shower scene.
I love it. I love it. And I love you. Thank you so much. And we will definitely, definitely go to whitebridal.org. And we will definitely contribute. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Sheree. Love you.
Love you. Always a pleasure seeing you, darling.